Wes Anders.
And now the latest episode of The Life and Crimes of Hubert Lorenzo.
Consider yourself a crook. Consider yourself a robbing teacher. The kids are all there to be stiff. And so the staff, the parents and everybody else.
Hello, sir.
Oh, hello. I'd like to buy some sausage, please.
What sort of sausage would you like?
I'll have some beef sausage. Have you got any?
Yeah, some beef sausages, yeah.
Actually, I wanted to say, I bought some pork sausage from you last week, and, well, it tasted funny. It didn't really taste like pork sausage.
It's because they were, like, fresh.
Oh, right, fresh. Yeah. But these things had, I don't know how to say, they had scales on them.
Oh, probably where you were sticking them in your fridge, I guess, because they are pork sausage, yeah.
Right, well, these scales kind of looked like alligator scales.
I think it's because when the alligator bit the cow.
You used an alligator to sort of bite the pig and make it into sausage?
Oh, yeah, pig, that's what I mean, yeah.
Oh, right, is that how you do things then in Tiverton?
Yeah.
Right, sorry, I never knew that. I'm from out of town, really. So you,
that's right.
You get the pig and the alligator that chews it up and then that's how you make your sausage?
Yeah.
Right, fantastic. Well, have a pound of those then, please.
Okay. There you go, sir.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you've just joined us, sir, Bezemez, I was at Wurzel's here on Turnip FM. Now, we got a bit of a phone-in this afternoon. The question that I have set you good people to debate is, young people, do they really exist, or are they modern-day boogeymen sent down from God on high to taunt and annoy us? Now, we got a call coming in. This is... Oh, who we got there, sorry, on the line? Oh, Cyril. Cyril, we got Cyril on the line here from Columpton. Hello, Cyril, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, thank you, Ed.
How are you getting on there, Cyril?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, I believe you got some views on young people you'd like to share with us.
Yes, I have. They're blooming horrible.
And what are young people like around your area there, Cyril?
Well, I go walking my dog around about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just there walking through the town, and I get these yobs come up and start throwing stuff at me.
Oh. And you done nothing to provoke them?
No, well, actually, I may have before. They asked me to buy them some fags, so I said, no, when you're 18, go buy them yourself, you dirty little scums.
Ah, that's quite right, see, that's quite right. Now, I don't know about you, I find a lot of the attitudes these young people have comes from the music they listen to, because it's terrible. All this hipping and hopping.
And the effing and blinding. Oh, disgraceful.
Disgraceful. And it's all about drugs and guns. We never had those type of... When we was kids, we had nice songs like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds or I Shot the Sheriff. Nothing to do with drugs or guns there.
Yeah, I know. And it's all about making love to women as well.
Oh, it's terrible. It's disgusting. Oh, it is terrible. Now then, Cyril, I wondered if you got any ideas for what we could do with these here young people.
I say put them in the cell, turn them open after drinking stuff.
And then let them out.
Well, no, because then there'll still be horrible little someone's
house. Oh, I see. So just keep them in the cells full stop, really?
Yes.
That's brilliant. All right, Cyril, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Ed.
Take care.
Darling, we have to move to England to visit West Enders.
Oh, cool.
I thought it was wonderful. Worldwide, West Enders. Really, really great. Really great.
West Enders show.
You're the best, aren't you? Yeah.
Really great.
Great, 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 great.
Good afternoon, my son. Now just take your time and tell me your confession. Whatever it is, Jesus will absolve you of all sin. So when you're ready, my son, just talk to me.
Tell you the truth, mate. I can't be bothered.
I beg your pardon, my son?
I said I really can't be bothered to do this, mate.
But your mortal soul could be in danger if you don't tell me your sins. Then there's no way I can absolve you.
I ain't bothered.
Right. The problem is, though, if you won't tell me what the sins are, then I can't really help you, and your mortal soul could be in danger for all eternity.
Nah, ain't bothered, mate, sorry.
All right. What's that smell? Are you smoking something?
Huh? I ain't bothered if you're going to take it away from me, mate. I've got plenty more.
I just wondered if I could have some as well.
Don't make me laugh, mate.
Okay, then, well, go along now and say 2 Hail Marys and 1 Our Father. That'll be fine.
Hello? Anyone here?
Hello, sir.
Hello, I'm PC Summon from the Animal Protection Unit.
Hi.
We've gathered some information. We've had some phone calls regarding you bringing animals into the country legally.
No, I ain't bringing them in illegally.
Well, we've received phone calls and we've gathered information from Flybe.
Oh, ain't they an airplane company, though?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't know what's going on, but why don't you try one of my pork sausages? Yeah. Well,
to be honest, we can't even speak about it here, really. You've got to come down to the police station and come under tape.
Oh, do I?
But if you fail to do so, you'll be arrested for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, sir.
Alright, it is now 1500 hours. I'm arresting you for dealing endangered species. You don't have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you mention one question, something to shake on in court, anything you do say may be given as evidence. Do you understand that?
No comment.
Right, I'm Skylar. Let's talk about me. Right, I'm Skylar. She cut her hair. Let's talk about me. She cut her hair straight after I had my hair cut. And then she copied my bikini. And she copied my earrings. I didn't even go to see mirrors, did you?
Yes, you have.
These are from America. 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 Don't you, baby? Don't ya?
And now we're on Turnip FM, we got a very special guest star. We got Skylar with us in the studio. Now, she's a contestant on Devon's Next Top Model. How are you doing there, Skylar?
Hiya!
And tell us a little bit about the competition. What happens?
Wow, I'm like really pretty, so I got my hair.
Right, so you with the other girls there, in a, all sharing an house, somewhere down in Tivy, innit?
Yeah, they're like all ugly. They just can't win it, and like they copy my idea of fashion.
Damn. Oh, and how do you feel about the other maids in a competition?
Well, I got this Gucci bag, and this other girl named Gucci bag. So if we got the same Gucci bag, it just said so not go.
Yes, I can see that would be quite annoying. Now, I believe that if you win the competition, it leads to a lucrative modelling contract as a tractor model. Is that correct?
No, but someone's got the same nail varnish as me as well, so I can't have green nail varnish if I'm doing a tractor picture, can I?
Well, that's true, yeah. I can see where this whole thing is in Manfield, innit, of social embarrassment. Now, tell me a little bit about your background. How did you come to be in this competition?
Well, hang on, I waxed my eyebrows the other day, and this Cheryl girl went and waxed her eyebrows as well.
Ooh, did her?
Yeah.
That sounds like a bit of a copycat to me.
I know, when I had this bikini, and this girl, called Freya, she knit my eyelash curlers as well the other day.
Oh dear, it sounds like you meant a hot bit of thieves there.
Yeah, but, you know, Gracie, I curled my hair, next day she curled her hair.
Oh, blimey. Well, stay tuned in, listeners, because this is going to have more from Skylar later, and Devon's Top Model final will be taking place in the Panier Market in Barnstable on the 14th of February, which, of course, is Valentine's Day. So if you're my young single boy, get yourself down there and see your beautiful maids. All right, now we've got a bit of the Wurzels. This is brand new Combo Harvester.
West Enders!
I hope you...
The parking in my area is absolutely diabolical. Can you, I want to file a complaint against it.
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't be sore. Please, just write it down or something.
No.
Why?
Cause, I don't know.
You're being evil.
No.
Well, at least let me explain the situation.
No.
All right, I will anyway.
Jog on.
Ooh, if you're going to be like that, I'll leave.
Bye.
Good evening and welcome to the film programme. Here tonight on the film programme, we are honoured to have a very special guest. He's a movie star, a dancer, an icon of the 80s, 90s and the noughties. He appeared in Dirty Dancing and melted a million girls' hearts. He appeared in Roadhouse and really showed people that he was more than just a pretty face. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Patrick Swayze. So Patrick, if I can just ask you, are you over here in England to promote a film, or is it a holiday, or...?
philosophy.
So it's something to do with philosophy. You're attending a seminar or?
Philosophy,
right. Okay, Patrick, if I could just ask you about some of your movie successes. I believe that Dirty Dancing, before you were cast in it, they were actually going to cast Kevin Bacon. Is that true?
Philosophy.
Right, and you did a screen test for the director and they replaced Kevin Bacon at the last minute. Have I got that correct? Or?
Philosophy.
Right, so making Roadhouse, you obviously did extensive training in martial arts. Is that something that you kept up subsequently?
Philosophy.
Right, thank you. Well, we've actually got a panel of experts here to ask a few questions, Patrick, if that's okay. So we're going to start with the film historian, Mr. Barry Davies, and he's got a few questions he wants to ask you.
Right, Patrick.
Philosophy.
Take that as a yeah, then. So, how many films have you made?
Philosophy.
Do you have a wife?
Philosophy.
Do you have a kids?
Philosophy.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Philosophy.
Cookie?
Philosophy.
Milk?
Philosophy.
I just got a couple of things I'd like to ask you as well. Is it true that once you're involved in a train crash in Switzerland and you're so tough that you escaped by eating all the glass windows and spitting the other passengers to safety on a mountain some 60 miles away?
Philosophy.
That's very interesting, Patrick. And as well, Patrick, is it true that in real life you're so massive, you're such a huge guy, that when you have a bath you just go to a massive lake and get in it?
Philosophy.
And for your lunch you have a whole field of sheep?
Philosophy.
And if one of them gets stuck in between your teeth, you pluck out a telegraph pole from the ground and clean your teeth with it?
Philosophy.
Right, Patrick, well, that's all we have time for, so thank you ever so much for coming into the studio, and thank you to our esteemed panel of guests as well.
Lime green, teenage pregnancy.
West Enders.
What penguin did in want?
Oh, I think it was that green one, I think.
Yeah, I'm a pink one now.
Yeah, let's go for the orange giraffe as well. That looks nice.
They're orange already, aren't they?
Who knows?
Hang on, I've got a pager.
Right.
Oh no!
What?
The butchery's been nicked!
What are we going to do?
Well, we've got to get down there now and clear out all the rare and endangered species.
Well, that sounds like a job and a half.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We've got to break in that butcher shop now.
Yeah, I know. What are we going to use?
I've got a pair of plier type things at my house.
Oh, we just use the keys then.
Oh yeah, they did give us some earlier, didn't they?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Delfino?
Yeah?
Can you hear those weird noises in there?
No, that's us.
Oh, yeah. We didn't eat lunch yet. No, but if you press your ear up against you, can hear all those animals. Can't remember Robin that many.
Well, I've no idea. Let's check it out.
Oh, let's go. Whoa, look at all these animals.
Oh, they even got that weird orange zebra with the lime green stripes and the tiger teeth.
Fire lion teeth.
Yeah, tiger lion, same thing.
Yeah, I suppose. Liger then, liger teeth.
Yeah.
Or tigon.
Yeah, could be.
Oh. Right. Yeah, look, quick, let's just open a door. Yeah. We hide behind it.
Good idea.
Oh, crud, is that copper coming behind us?
I don't know, we should
Let's scat quick.
All right, Sarge, have you got a map there?
Yes, I can see the mounting there. Ed?
Yeah, the poor chap slipped. He was mountaineering and he's down in a crevice, so we got to get him out. Any ideas?
Well, we could scale the north face there and climb across the crevice. Just hang down the rope, I think.
Yeah, okay. Well, if I get you close enough to the crevice in the chopper, and then you can jump out with a rope ladder, yeah?
Right. Yes, okay. That sounds like a plan. Yes.
Okay, so we're going in now.
Okay, and just hanging down the rope there, and can you see it, my man? Could you just grab the rope?
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, but you're stuck on the side of a mountain there. You just need to just grab the rope.
I don't care. Shut up.
Yeah. Well, you You see, you're trapped, and we're trying to save you here. So just over the road, please.
Just shut up and go away. Leave me alone.
Sure you want to stay on the side of the mountain?
You had me.
Captain Dix.
What's going on? Oh, all right. Excuse me, mate. All you got to do is grab the rope ladder and we'll pull you up.
Back off your ponds.
Right. Well, if you don't grab the rope ladder, we can't get you out, mate. You are aware of that.
Just do one, mate. Can't be dealing with it.
Right, okay. He looks quite happy down there, so...
Cheers then, mate. Dodge cut the bubble.
I beg your pardon.
Cat the bubble. Cat the bubble.
Dodge cut the bubble.
Can you do it trick, mate? I can't be bothered.
What's up? I beg your mum.
Inside the embassy.
It's natural.
Dodge cut the bubble.
It's natural.
Dodge cut the bubble.
Something's going well.
Yeah. Apparently, the animals we let out caused a stampede.
That's right, Avic, apparently. Carnage.
Well, no one will know it's us, will they?
Hopefully. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Let's just get our...
Oi, gents, I want a word with you. Alright, kids, this is all part of the assembly. This is what will happen to you if you're bad when you're older.
Don't give me that.
It's all to do with it. He's just a very nice policeman, aren't you, sir?
No. You two, come outside now.
He is lying. We will be back in a minute.
Yeah. Right. I've gathered evidence and collected CCTV. I'm now arresting you for releasing endangered species onto Tiverton High Street.
What evidence?
I don't have to explain that to you yet.
Innocent till proven guilty, sir.
Hang on, Sergeant. You can't do that. There's got to be at least two policemen to arrest one person.
Should we do him over?
Oi, mate, look behind you.
Yeah, let's do him over.
Look behind you first before you say that.
Oh, I've been teased.
Ow.
You don't have to say anything, you two, but it may harm your defence if you mention one question, something straight out in court, and if you do say, maybe give us evidence, do you understand?
Will this be given in evidence? Hi, Mum.
No, I don't think so, son.
Oh.
I got no friends. I mean, I got a dog, but he's not really a dog, he's a mouse. So listen to Phonic FM. So listen to Phonic FM. So listen to Phonic FM. Phonic FM. Phonic FM. Phonic FM. Phonic FM. Phonic FM.
And now on Turnip FM, we got a young man on the line. Here we got Davey. Davey's from down near Tibby. How you going, Davey?
Right, mate.
So what's been happening, Davey? What's been going on?
Well, we're walking up Exmoor, you know, yeah? And my wife got blown away somehow.
Your wife got blown away?
Yeah.
When did you last see her, Bill? Where was she?
Well, flying away.
Floating out to sea, was her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible, Davy. What was your wife's name?
Daisy.
Daisy. Right then, so should we put out an appeal to try and find her?
No.
No?
Nah, she's useless.
Oh, so you don't want her back?
Nah, she can't cook. She takes up the old bed. She hardly moves. Whoever finds her can keep her.
Oh, all right then. Well, there's a woman there being blown around somewhere, probably towards the Scilly Isles now. So if anybody finds her, Davy says they can keep her.
Yeah, I don't know how she's floating. She's like 50 stone.
Blimey, her's a big bear maid, isn't her?
Yeah.
All right then, Davy, thanks for ringing in.
Bye.
Mrs. Brish, wild as oak, isn't it?
WestEnders has been written and performed by West End Unit Tiverton High School. You have been listening to Kaylee Cheshire,
Reese Knight,
Courtney Glass,
Brandon Wood,
Liam Loxham,
Jodie Coleman,
Ryan Coffey,
Elliot Fisher,
Charlotte O'Brien,
Aidan Schillen,
Lauren Bounday, Wendy Douglas,
Jack Goldsborough,
Lucy Reno,
Martin Davey,
Jordan Kane, Andrew Summerton.
For more information and to download the podcast, go to www.westenderscomedyshow.com.
A Wolf and Water production.
This programme was brought to you by Media Box, a scheme funded by the Department for Children, Schools and Families.